This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation Pop, welcome to a new episode of Pop Culture Kickstarter. My name's Ben Locke, and tonight we are a two-man crew for various reasons that I will get into, so let me bring in my other co-host, Mr. Matt Souza here. Good evening, Matt, how are you?
Ben, hello. It must be something we said. Logan is not on the show, and Sean never is, so I'm starting to think it's something we must have done.
Well, apparently Sean's in New York seeing some landmarks that are even older than he is.
Yeah, that statue. Yeah. That's he was around when the Statue of Liberty was brought over from the French.
Sean's, we are recording this Survivor Series weekend, so Sean is in New York for that show, I believe. He's with the gangers today. They're all having a big powwow tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday night, by the way. And Logan, if you don't already know, Logan became a daddy. So he's having the month off, basically.
He's very busy with his fatherly duties. So we allowed him to miss this episode.
Yeah, we kindly stepped aside and go. We'll hold down
the fort.
He will be back with us next month, though. Don't worry, everybody. So there'll be less inappropriateness than normal, he says. You don't know, do you? With us, too. It might go off the rails. Let's be honest.
It's a good point.
So if you were here with us last month, you'll remember that we watched Little Nicky, starring my favourite person in the entire world, Adam Sandler. He says ever so slightly tongue in cheek. So this month I gave myself the pick because, you know, I was sick and tired of this democracy nonsense and thought I'd have the pick. Now, I won't tell you what film we were going to watch, but we were going to watch something else. But then another film came along, didn't it, Matt, that's on Netflix and we didn't have to pay for it. So we were like, that's the film for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the last film we were going to choose was not streaming anywhere here in these United States of America, and was unable to purchase or rent. So we decided, yeah, that was probably bad. So we picked something else.
And what a disgraceful decision that is. But we'll probably get into that when we actually talk about the film. The film we are going to be watching is 1986's Labyrinth, which is a personal favorite of mine. And is it a personal favorite of yours, Matt? When was the last time you watched it?
Oh, let's see. I've definitely seen it, but I want to say it has been 20 years or so since I've watched this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. It's been about 10, 15 for me. So now, if you know anything about me and Matt, you'll know that we are basically David Bowie marks 1 and 2. So that's also a reason for us to watch it. We've got to say let's do a Bowie pod at some point. I mean, we need a reason / excuse to do it. So I think we finally found it. So like I say, we are watching this on Netflix. It's available on there. Are you ready to go, Mr. Matt?
I am ready, sir.
That's right. Let's give everybody the countdown. So once you found it on Netflix, it's a nice punchy 1 hour 40. So it's not going to be too taxing on your brain, he says. He says out loud. If everybody's ready to go, so we will press play in 3, 2, 1, play. OK. Okay, we start with a running horse.
As always.
Yes. I mean, that is quite an 80s... That's quite an 80s picture thing right there.
Sure is. God, I forgot this was Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, it's Jim Henson, isn't it? So, him and George after Empire. Well, is this post Empire Strike Back 86?
I was going to ask you what.
It's not Empire, sorry. Return of the Jedi, sorry.
What year was this? 80...
86, this came out.
Yeah.
So we're definitely absolute beginners in our Bowie filmography. I know that.
This is during Bowie's pop phase, of course.
Yes. And let's face it, most people in the 80s were pop.
Right.
Just some were better than others.
Right. Yeah. It was the late 80s is when Bowie started going downhill with the pop stuff. But at this point, he was still good.
Yeah. Once Tin Machine hit.
Yeah. What a name. But... Kevin Clash.
Carrion's brother. No.
Boy, that owl hasn't aged well. My lord.
I forgot Frank Oz was in this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, as well as Bowie, we've obviously got Jennifer Connelly as well as in this. Very young Jennifer Connelly. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be real. Bowie's the star here.
Absolutely. and the puppets.
Since when does an editor get top billing on an early title card? I don't know that I have ever seen that.
I was going to say, do all these people like get credits at the end rather than at the beginning?
Yeah, like, what are we, was this movie short on time, or?
Yes, and of course, Terry Jones did the screenplay, yes.
Yes, the guy who held the boom mic, he gets the early title card.
So yeah, you do think, so you sort of think like, so it's got Jim Henson, George Lucas, and Terry Jones behind it. It's like, it should be all right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Staring
at a golf course.
I mean, you know, does she think she's in a cake video or what?
So how old was Jennifer Connelly here? She was like a teen, right?
Yeah, she got it.
I would think. Yeah.
I mean, I'll have a look. About 1920, I'm guessing. About looking at her.
Yeah, so she was born in 1970.
Right, so she's 11 years older than me, so she's 51 now.
Today, I learned that she's married to Paul Bettany.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that.
I did not know that. Wow.
Ah.
See that? I learned something on Popcorn.
Yeah, we're educational around here.
I've heard that.
So what would that be? 86. So we're talking...
I was told there would be no math.
We're talking 35 years ago. So 16.
Yeah.
Quite a big dog there.
That's a big dog. That is a comically large dog.
I'm guessing you do not have Dulux paint in America.
I'm sorry, what?
That the adverts for Dulux paint in this country have their thing is a big dog.
Ah,
it's not Clifford the Red. It's just a big shaggy dog like that.
I see. No, we had a movie called The Shaggy Dog, but we didn't have a paint ad.
I think I saw that.
There's been remakes of it. There was one with Tim Allen that was quite terrible from like 10 years ago. It was really bad.
I can't wait. I need to see that that Clifford the Dog film because it's got Jack Whitehall in it, who's great. So.
No, now the dog is all wet.
Oh, you're not letting the dog in. Oh.
Well, look at the house. I mean, Jesus. Surprised she's wearing shoes.
I will say this. Merlin is a great name for a dog, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially in this movie. It makes perfect sense.
I mean, first, can we just talk about the shoulder pads? That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. This is a 1980s ass house.
I was going to say, she would get some serious work on Dynasty at this stage. This guy's wearing his nice power suit.
Good Lord, what is that fucking puppet? Holy shit. Good God.
Yeah, that scarily is not going to be the worst puppet we're going to see tonight.
Jesus. This is a kid's movie, and you're showing people that? Yep. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot in this where you think it's a kid's movie, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole goddamn plot of the movie alone would be enough to... If you were a certain kind of child, that would scare the shit out of you.
This is some weird teenage girl shit going on here in this room.
Oh, of course. All the 16-year-olds have M.C. Escher paintings on their walls.
Yeah.
Very realistic.
I mean, you know, who would have been the teen heartthrob in 1986, you know?
That's before my time, Ben.
That's a bit before mine, really. I mean, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing.
You know, in another world, this is a prequel to Requiem for a Dream. And this whole thing that happens in this movie is one of her drug-fueled dreams that she had.
This whiny kid in the cot obviously becomes very important later on as well.
Yeah, I mean, I had this dream, and then I saw fucking David Bowie as a Goblin King, and boy, shit got real. And that's why I'm here.
He had this weird, lovely hair going on.
He had the Tina Turner hair going on.
And is she doing, right, well, you know, is she trying to go for the Where's Waldo thing? Oh my God, it's a more Muppet.
Muppet. Well, at least those looked like real beings. That other one was just terrifying.
Well, yeah, that's true. We're going to take the baby to the Goblin City. I mean, you know.
Mm.
There's an offer you don't see every day.
No, I've never been offered that. Well, now you're scaring the child. What are you doing?
I mean, this is just bad parenting, isn't it? You know, like...
Yeah, she's being a bad big sister. That's what she's doing.
Yeah, we all know teenagers go off the rails at times, but come on.
Good Lord.
I mean, like I say, she's dressed like some reject from a Kate Bush video, from the Wuthering Heights video, and it's like, what?
And then you get the kid dressed like Waldo, like you said. Jesus. Then you have these rejects from the Land of Confusion video watching about what's going on.
I think that's my favorite Genesis song.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Well, what do you do? You don't have to sacrifice the child to the Goblin King. My goodness. This is all your fault, really, what happens in this movie.
Absolutely.
You got what's coming to you. And I want David Bowie to take him.
I mean, who calls a child Toby as well? I mean, even you know.
Well, that child would grow up to be on The Office.
Here we go.
My goodness.
It's got some evil eyes going on as well.
Did somebody call for a Goblin King?
Oh, I wish the goblins would come and take you away. Oh, that's nice. That's big sisterly love right there.
You know, she's the bad person in this movie.
Absolutely.
Bowie's the hero.
Bowie is only doing what she has requested.
Exactly. He's a man who follows directions. That's what David Bowie is.
And the other thing is, surely the parents would know that there is a localized lightning strike on their house. You think?
And now the power's out. Do you see what you've done?
And then quite clearly the cot's empty as well. Yeah. Well,
he's not crying because he's not there, you dummy.
So, like I said, he hasn't appeared on screen yet, but we are probably going to go down a Bowie well in a bit. So just to warn you all now, we'll put the warning out there. I think, Matt.
Yes, we can only apologize.
Meanwhile, there is something in the cot though, Matt. There's what we got here.
That crib is under the moonlight.
Ah, this is the real reason Sean and Logan bailed.
now we know.
Oh, there's Hedwig. Film owls don't get much work. They have to.
Ranking of film owls, go. This one and the one from Harry Potter. That's the two.
Yeah, this one and Hedwig. That's our whole.
That's it. We've done it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my lord.
I like that as well. Like, somehow owls are a killer. Like, those famous killer birds, owls.
There he is. My god.
Yes!
I am the Goblin King.
I mean, he's doing a very passable, like, Stevie Nicks, Cyndi Lauper as well.
Tina Turner hair. There's a lot happening here.
There is so much going on with that suit and hair choice.
You know, you've called me here. Well, I'm on my golden years.
Hey.
I've traveled station to station to find your child.
I'll take you for a drive in Saturday. Oh, and the old crystal ball, that becomes important later as well.
Mm-hmm. Is David Bowie the coolest motherfucker that has ever walked God's green earth?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, good God. Nobody else could carry that ensemble out.
Jesus.
The other thing about it is as well, you could just imagine like the production meeting, like Jim Henson and Nim had on over the phone. You've got to wear this suit, David. Okay.
Yeah, right. Where do I sign? Oh my god.
Not the evil snake around the neck.
You're no match for me, Sarah.
Oh now she's demanding her brother back.
So the child that plays Toby is actually named Toby in real life.
Okay, cool. That would have been very easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now the wind machine's on him. We've turned into a Buddy Tyler video.
that's not a set that they're on. Jesus.
I mean, I was going to say that's turned to like an. Oh. Yeah. I'm getting like Ghostbusters 2 vibes from this.
Right. Set.
I mean, that's another timely reference from us with the, is it this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do need to make plans to go see that because it looks good.
Yeah, that one I'm going to see. I did see the female one, but I did.
Parts of it were good, but yeah. The first Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, easy top five for me.
Oh, that's why it's called Labyrinth.
Yes!
I got it.
It's not, she doesn't just walk up to the castle and just find people. Oh, hello.
Oh, excuse me.
I mean, you know, I know we're all caught short at times. But we're not on a night out here.
Where's the Jean Genie?
Well, Tinkerbell's just shown up. Mm. So anyway, so I'm wondering about my Jim Henson history here as well. So we are post Muppets, but are we post Muppets pre Fraggle Rock at this stage?
This might have been same time as Fraggle Rock, actually. Fraggle Rock might have still been going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock was until from 83 to 87, so that was still going on.
Because he sadly passed away in I want to say it was 1990 when he sadly passed
away.
Yeah,
it was. Yep, you're right. 1990. Yep.
One second. See, Logan's not here to do our Wikipedia research tonight, so we're having to do it ourselves.
You know, you think you can trust him?
There you go. Yeah, return. Well, you know, dares have a child. How dare he?
He's got to have his priority. He's got to have his priorities in order. That's what I say. Just kidding, Logan.
We love you, really, buddy.
Maybe one day all four of us can do it. Popcorn chicken salad again.
Well, hopefully next month. I mean, next month's the Christmas special. We've already lined the film up for next month. So,
Well, when Sean returns to the podcast in 2023, it'll be a great spectacular. It'll be great.
I'll be honest. He is like the special guest star, isn't he? If he shows up at this stage, it's a Brucey bonus.
Special occasions only. He's the Brock Lesnar of popcorn chicken salad. He has four appearances per year, once a quarter, and then.
Okay, so I was a bit out on Return of Jedi. It was 1983, so I was a bit out.
God, was it that early?
Yeah.
No shit.
May. Let me get that date up again. Yeah, May 25th.
Wow.
Would you like to hazard a guess how much the budget was?
Oh, for Return of the Jedi or for Labyrinth?
For Return of the Jedi. Well, I'll go to Labyrinth again in a bit, but we'll do Return of the Jedi first because I'm on that page.
That was probably. Let's see, we're talking 1983. I don't know, 40 million, 40, 50 million, something like that.
Hang on. Well, 32.5 to 42.7.
There you go.
Give you a nice £10 million window, and it made $475 million at the box office. It definitely made its money.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't do so well. I know that.
Yeah, no, I actually have it in front of me right here. The budget was $25 million. And it doesn't have the worldwide numbers, but as far as US only, it made 12.9.
Yeah, see with the Bowie thing, this did very well over here.
Right.
This is, I mean, I don't know if it's the same thing in America, but this is a bit of a cult classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a cult classic here, for sure. My thanks to all the fans in Europe for coming to see the movie.
So Jennifer's walking down a straight path with many branches in front of it.
I'm told this is the labyrinth part of Labyrinth.
That is correct. That's correct.
Ah, thank you. Very good.
You know, we like to keep everybody on track here.
You know, I tell you what, they didn't fiddle fuck around during this movie. They just got right to it.
Plot be damned. We've got
no one. Shit. Gets kidnapped by Bowie and we're off and running.
I mean, to be fair, do you really want anything else?
Oh, God, no. But
I mean, it's a bit like, I mean, not like we watched Home Alone last year for Laughing Theatre, and, like, Macaulay Culkin doesn't get lost until, like, 45, 50 minutes into the film. It's like, what? Yeah. They don't even have the interaction with the burglars until half an hour from the end.
Right.
This is
You have to have all the things with Buzz and the uncle calling him a jerk. I mean, there's a lot there.
So this shot, clearly that was a green screen at the boss. She got to the middle and that was a horror shot.
It sure was. No, he said, allo. It says it right there, for God's sake.
It's a snail. It's French, you see.
Boy, she's a brain. You're a worm, aren't you? Yes, she's a worm. For God's sake.
No, I am just a worm. She has to solve the labyrinth.
Well, you know what they say, like they say in a cornfield, just keep turning right and eventually you'll get there.
Yeah, to be fair, like, Maze or Cornfield wouldn't have had the same effect as a film title.
Cornfield starring David Bowie. That was the sequel. That was during his milk and red pepper diet days. It was a prequel.
Meanwhile, the part of the wall that's been... Do you reckon, like, they put, like, some liquid on that wall so she knew which bit to... Like, which bricks to...
Yeah, really. You can see it right there. Good Lord. Stand here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying this film's got, like, lots of joints in it, but...
Well, to be fair, this movie wasn't made for high def, so...
Yeah.
You probably couldn't see that in the theater or if it aired on TV, but yeah, with 2021 eyes, I mean.
Well, again, we are talking about a film that's 35 years old, so I think you can give it a bit of a pass.
Right.
This film, let's put it this way, this film would look a lot different if it was made today. I think that's fair.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. Well, even, like, recently, just look at what the Dune was from 1980, whatever, and then look at what Dune is now. Like,
I will say this, though, some of these shots are pretty nice, these ones in the maze. Mm-hmm. Some of those landscape shots. I mean, meanwhile, are we going to call him Toby or Waldo, I think? Let's go with...
Well, his real name is Toby, so, I mean...
I mean, could you imagine, yeah, we're going to put this kid in the middle.
Really? Kids scarred for life.
Because obviously there ain't no CGI going on here. These are all
no, puppets. No.
Puppets, however you want to phrase it.
You know, here's the problem with doing a live watch podcast. David Bowie is singing and I can't fucking hear it.
Well, this has always been my thing, you see. Like, when I'm thinking of films to watch, like, you know, I try, like, you'll probably laugh at this. I would love us to do Dirty Dancing at some stage, but that's basically all songs.
Right.
So, same with something like Grease. It's, you know, Grease is an awful film, but it's all songs. Mm. Well, yes, Mr. Bowie is serenading us, and we are certainly having to miss it.
Ziggy played guitar. So where were the spiders?
Yeah, I'm just about to bust into Life on Mars.
Hey. I mean, should really be singing Oh You Pretty Things during this.
I mean, we talk about that phone call again. Could you imagine, like, even before they got Bowie, like, saying, we really need somebody to do some... Do we get somebody who can sing, or do we go... Right. Like, how the hell did that conversation happen, how they got him?
Right.
Ah, now
I almost wonder if they wrote this for Bowie, you know?
I think they wrote the singing for Bowie. I don't think that was a...
Right. Like, you're not going to get, like, fucking Neil Young to do this.
I'm glad
it'd be a very different movie.
I'm glad you said Neil Young and not Neil Diamond, then.
Oh, no.
Now, see, she's come up with a good idea here, but as you can see, mm-hmm. these little critters behind her flipping over the slabs.
See, this is what happens when you summon the Goblin King. That's a word of warning to all the listeners. Never summon the Goblin King. If you've learned anything from this podcast, never summon the Goblin King.
Yeah, you know, I mean, looking at again with 2021 eyes, like, you know, watching an old man at this stage getting quite excited about getting a child in 9 hours of 23 this. So I think obviously he wants Toby to be the Goblin Prince.
Right.
Because he has
this to go is a world we live in.
Oh.
That's what it looks like, all these fucking puppets.
See, now the kid's getting down enjoying himself. Yes.
Kid's a Bowie fan. Who can blame him?
I mean, this kid must have had some fucked up dreams after this, surely.
Right.
I mean, what is more scary, the Bowie with that hair or the actual puppets?
I think the puppets would kind of fuck you up. At least you know Bowie is a human in theory.
I mean, obviously when he was being thrown up, that was a doll, but like, good God. Right. I mean, like I say, this is a very strange strategy she is coming up with, but sadly.
Mm-hmm. She's being tricked in the, yeah. in the labyrinth here.
Oh, now she's realized. There we go. She said, turn around, and now she's, shit.
God, you know, now I'm picturing Neil Young in the role of the Goblin King. This is how my mind works. It's a real problem.
Well, I was picturing Neil Diamond, so you know.
Oh yeah, that's much worse than my idea.
Meanwhile,
I don't think they're there to help you.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Labyrinth turns into Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Statler and Waldorf here.
Now there was a TV show over here. You would need to like YouTube it or wiki it, Matt, called Nightmare. This show reminds me a lot of that. So Nightmare is spelt with a K. So, but it was basically like it was a kid show. And it was basically a virtual reality game show like this.
Oh Lord.
But no, trust me, it was brilliant. Like, you know, mm-hmm. 7 or 8 year old Ben loved it.
Hmm.
And it was all about, like, you know, going to rooms and mazes and solving puzzles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I feel like there was a show here that was kind of like that. God help me if I can remember the name of it, but.
Now the great value Statler and Waldorf are telling you that the Goblin King's a bad man. Like she hadn't already figured that out with the kid cat, you know, catching.
Again, this is all her doing, so you know, she reaps what she sows here. All because she had to watch her baby brother.
So like Matt says, yes, Mrs. Paul Bettany. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Look, Ben, if there's anything we've learned about me doing podcasts, there's a lot I don't fucking know. Oh Lord.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this bit.
Yeah, that'll send someone to therapy. Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know, that suit's just gonna get ruined. I mean, an all white suit with all these grubby hands on it.
Jeez. I say again, this is a fucking kids movie. No wonder why all you kids from the 80s are so fucked up. Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can't remember when I first saw this. It would have been late 80s, I think.
So I definitely watched it in school. We watched it in school once or twice.
Yeah.
I mean, I was probably like third grade, fourth grade, so like 9, 10.
So like I said at the beginning, it was a choice between this, and I'll say the film we were gonna watch. We were gonna watch Masters of the Universe, which, you know. So I'm actually quite glad that we went for this.
Yeah. Which, if I may go on a miniature rant for a minute.
You may.
You know, I believe our friend Tim Capel has stated this opinion before. It is 20 and goddamn 21. We live in a world where you could watch literally anything you want to. But there's a certain subset of movies that, for whatever fucking reason, you just cannot watch. And Masters of the Universe is one of them. What the fuck is wrong here?
I don't know how you went about looking for it. But I went on Amazon Prime to look for it.
Yeah, I went through Roku, and it said you couldn't rent it, you couldn't stream it. You're basically fucked.
Well, to get it, you had to get it here. You had to subscribe to MGM, which was one of those pay a fiver now and then it goes up to like 20 quid, you know, in a week's time. I was like, I am going to forget that information, so I'm not even going to bother.
in a world where you could rent literally millions of movies with your remote in your hand, you should fucking be able to watch any goddamn movie you want. I'm talking big budget that made $150 million in the box office to something that made 20 bucks at a local theater. I don't give a shit. You should be able to watch whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, this is a very first world problem, to be fair, as well.
let me watch Airheads, you motherfuckers. I've been wanting to watch that movie for like 6 months and it's not fucking streaming anywhere. God damn it.
Now, meanwhile, she's having a heart-to-heart here.
With this man whose face appears to be made of some sort of wood or granite.
And he warns her that it's going to be a lot worse from here on out.
Looks kind of like the character Mel Brooks plays in Spaceballs.
Oh, he likes shiny things though.
Use the Schwartz.
But yeah.
Oh sure. Oh sure. Now she needs help.
That might be for me. I know this absolute dog shit. I know that, but because it's like in my memory, it's the first time I ever went to it at the cinema. I absolutely love it, and I don't care. But I know I do. I know it's dog shit. It's a bit like my tanker love. You know, I know he's shit, but
right.
Meanwhile, there's a secret passage here. Mm-hmm. I think. Oh, yeah. It's just a cupboard full of trinkets with other shiny things.
Oh, see, he opened the door the wrong way. There we go. He's got it now.
Ah,
that'll happen.
He's growing though. I was going to say as a human, but as a weird like a goblin thing. A goblin ogre thing.
You know, that happens in my house all the time. If I open the door from the right to left, I get a cupboard. From left to right, I get a secret passageway. It happens all the time.
And we've got some talking walls here.
Mm. Now we're looking at Legends of the Hidden Temple.
You know, I'm thinking like the last film I saw, I'm going back to like, you know, films of the last film I saw before this was Eternals, and it's ever so slightly different.
Yeah, a little bit. Bit of a different budget.
Hmm. Although Bowie does seem to have like Angelina Jolie's hair in that film, so you know. Angelina in that is very hot, too, by the way.
Mm. I still need to watch it.
It was good.
Yeah. Oh, there's the crystal.
I'm not a big one for the mythical stuff, but like I enjoyed it even that 2.5. Oh, it was a disguise all along.
Mm.
Oh, now he's realized. Now he knows he's been betrayed.
I've returned to kill this mystical being.
Old Hoggle's done him bad.
Oh, not Hoggle. Can't kill someone named Hoggle.
It could be Hornswoggle under there, you never know.
Mm.
I doubt it, being that this was like, you know, 86, but...
Don't you dare betray me, Hoggle.
Oh, yes, the Bog of Eternal Stench, yes!
Oh, of course, that's my favorite Bowie song.
There's the first mention of that.
The Bog of Eternal Stench.
I mean, what a chat up line that is, by the way. So, Sarah, how are you enjoying my labyrinth?
Oh, he's fast-forwarded the time. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Now she's got the hour that this film's on for to get to do it in.
Whoa, hey now. Wait a minute. This labyrinth has everything.
I tell you what, he's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
He wants Sarah to hoggle to turn into ashes to ashes. I mean, we're going to get...
Damn it, Ben, I was just going to fucking say that.
We're going to get as many puns in as we can. We might, you know, well,
God damn it, you beat me to it.
I mean, we are absolute beginners of this, Matt. So, you know, yeah, we'll...
Feels like they've been in this labyrinth
around here, but this isn't going to be one of them.
Feels like they've been in this labyrinth for 5 years.
they seem to have got nicked that thing from Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, really. Thank God they escaped the drill. Found this strategically placed ladder. Jareth. I forgot that was his name.
Now, by the book, for the lad. This seems to be like the world's longest ladder, though.
It really is. Well, look at it. That's a big ladder.
I mean, I know we've got to do some exposition at some point, but because, like you say, we pretty much started the film straight away.
Right. Well, they got out.
You will smell bad for the rest of your life.
Oh, they found the garden. Thank goodness.
I say the Garden of Eden's just turned up. And Hoggle's had enough. He's done his bit.
Don't call him a cheat. He's trying to help you.
I was going to say, he's literally like got you to this point, which you would have done on your own, Doug.
You know what? She sucks.
I mean, this is the many things we find out. I do these live watches, like these grey and good characters. We just find out they're actual bastards.
Jesus, she's trying to help you,
and now she's taking away the shiny bit of jewelry from him.
Good lord!
Oh my god!
No, don't help her. Don't fucking help her. She doesn't deserve it. Let Jareth kill her.
I'm sorry, the way you just said that then. A young girl! I mean, this was the 80s.
Mm-hmm. You just can't trust her. I don't like it.
I mean, I know I keep saying it, but like... This scene now with the whole green screen and CGI would just not be the same. But
this guy has seen some shit.
I was about to say, he has smoked some shit.
Good lord. He's feeling hunky-dory right about now.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the way the eyes are just rolling back as well.
Yeah. He's high on dust. Goblin dust, whatever they use.
I mean,
he looks like he looks like the Marvel character MODOK if he was like 130.
I mean, we have got some little monsters on the go here.
But are they scary monsters and super creeps?
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, you know what happened there? I was going for the pun, Matt, and I got Little Wonder confused with like super monsters. Hmm. That's what happened there.
Hmm.
Happens to the
best of us.
It happens. We are recording this. It's like nearly 2 o'clock in the morning over here. So
you know what, Ben? You just got to hang on to yourself.
You're gonna let me off.
Yeah. You just got to hang on to yourself. You got to be a star, man. You got to be a star, man. Look, I get it. It ain't easy hosting a podcast. This is the biggest labyrinth in history.
This maze really could be like...
Now she's going after him again. What the hell?
Even if you... Oh, she's not afraid.
No.
Oh, let's find another bit. Oh, hello. What have we got going on here?
Good lord.
I mean, this is just bullying.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. Speaking of Ghostbusters, he looks like the repurposed monster from Ghostbusters with fur.
I was literally just about to say Chewbacca hasn't aged well, but we'll go with
Well, at least she's doing something right here. Good lord.
Yeah. We finally do something nice. Who bite me? That sounds like some sort of lyrics from sort of like a late 80s rap song.
My aching sushi. Good lord.
They're the ultimate butter rock band, aren't they?
Mm.
Meanwhile, she's here to help. She wants a friend.
Oh, now she wants a friend.
Yeah.
God. Like, she is the worst.
poor Ludo.
Jeez.
Can we keep him? Weird.
Oh, Jesus. What are you doing?
Oh!
Are you hurt? No, you just dropped me on my fucking head, you idiot.
I was going to say, you literally dropped me onto this stone pavement. What do you think? You stupid bitch. Now get out of here.
I'm Sarah, and I suck.
Friend?
No. No. You don't want her as a friend.
Tell her the fuck off. I mean, it's obviously like some like weird ass fucked up Wizard of Oz thing going on here.
Yeah. Right. Don't tell her.
It's like Hoggle hasn't got the heart. Ludo hasn't got.
This dude's just walking in circles.
But the brain's blessed. I wonder if anyone was going through this wonder. You'll never get. And then the doors just magically appeared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the door knockers talk, because of course they do.
Well, everything in this film.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk with your mouth full. Huh. All right, that's pretty good. Oh, and you see, they're in her ear. She can't hear.
He's deaf as a pony. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a very good point. They are just the door knockers. They don't want to know what happens when you go through that door.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking the door all open like some sort of weird bounces. I mean, right. Also, they don't want that. Well, now she's just stopping this from breathing. She really is the worst.
She's awful.
Like, could somebody else come and get Toby? She can just stay there. Oh, another pathway here. Oh, I mean, she's. I mean, I will say though, she's taking it all in a stride though. Like, yeah, it's just another weird ass like maze bit to get through. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, I mean, what other option does she have? She's already stuck there.
Well, really, I mean, meanwhile the puppet, we got somebody shining up Bowie's shoe. Bowie and Waldo are having a great time. I will call him Jareth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that is his name.
The thing is, right, that back then, obviously, they said that to be a weird name. Today, you hear that name, you can see some kid having that as a name.
Oh, I'm sure there's someone out there who's a diehard Labyrinth fan that named their kid Jareth. There has to be. At least one.
Like Jareth, Sarah, and Ludo is bloody triplets. Right. Meanwhile, Ludo's gone.
Oh, God. He fell through the fucking ground.
Yes. Maybe there, where that bit of smoke is.
Right.
And Hoggle seems to have gone out the maze and come to the exact same area where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, that is... Those trousers are extremely tight. We always saw a bit too much of Mr. Bowie there.
They are leaving precious little to the imagination. My lord.
You can see why he managed to pull the supermodel.
Mm-hmm. Why does everybody go after this guy? Jesus. She does. Jareth does. Christ.
I mean, at least Bowie's got some magnetism about him, but what's Hoggle bringing to the party, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the crystal ball again.
I mean, that's the thing. Could you imagine just being at a party with David Bowie? That'd just be... Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the question then, Matt. So, Like, I'm not saying like what period musically of Bowie's your favourite, but if you were going to a party with Bowie, when would you like to have been there? What period of time are we talking?
Well, I feel like the Thin White Duke phase, he would probably be too strung out to even carry a conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking Ziggy Stardust era.
Yeah, I'm thinking either Ziggy or like just a few years before this, so like early 80s, around like when Let's Dance was out.
Right.
When he was a bit more weird.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure we'd be taking some good shit at the Thin White, the Thin White Duke phase, but you'd be there just for the drugs at that point.
Right.
Well, oh God.
Good Lord.
It's the puppets from the first bit brought to life.
Jesus. Oh, I know. A boy. Yeah. You think this is in front of a green screen? Look at how they're standing. Holy shit. Again, this movie not made for high def.
Yeah. And at this point, we are missing another song here, but at this point, I feel like I'm quite glad we're missing a song.
Oh my God, that looks awful. That looks horrible. Holy shit.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Oh my God, that looks horrendous.
I mean, that is literally a case. Yeah, so it's just... I mean, if you're following along, then yes, the opening work is absolutely awful. It's literally different things behind. Like, they don't even match up what's behind with what the close-ups, do they?
It's awful. You can clearly tell they're on a set. They're in front of a green screen. Like, it's real bad.
Yeah, because Jennifer Connelly's obviously been told that there's a fire there and she's got to walk around it.
Right.
And now they're just flopping heads around. What?
God, I can't believe how bad this looks.
This does feel like some weird ass mid 80s video.
Yeah, you know what? It really does. Again, this is a kid's movie. And these puppets' heads keep flying off.
No, if Tiffany or Debbie Gibson or somebody like that came, did something like this, you wouldn't be too surprised.
Oh yeah, it's just like a Tiffany video. I've always said that about this scene.
I was just using that as an example. Let's take her apart. That's not very nice, is it?
Jeez. They were just having a dance party with you and you're ripping them apart. She sucks.
I mean, you know, they've got to stand in front of some bad green screen action and you're doing that to them. I mean, they're trying to clearly explain this head-throwing rules going on.
Right.
Play the game. Oh, a rope's just appeared.
God bless Hoggle for still wanting to help.
I mean, he is the true hero of this movie. Because she's played him like a fiddle at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
No, yes, Hannibal, you're quite right, yes. Uh-oh.
Oh, is that the Bog of Stench or whatever it's called?
The Bog of Eternal Stench.
Eternal Stench, excuse me. Not the Bog of Eternal Stench.
I feel like a Monty Brown gets safe with the reverence it deserves. I mean, she really is the worst, and she'll just drop him.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so this scene is quite clearly where the Avengers Endgame got their influence from for the Black Widow scene.
Of course, absolutely.
Oh, now there's an inconveniently placed hole there. He's not going to get it through.
Oh, thank God Ludo was there.
Just at this point where the team's not... Because quite clearly that was going straight down into the bog, and now they found the only bit where there just happens to be a nice bit of land for him to let go on. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the bog behind, I see. So maybe that bog was miles away. It's just like an inconvenient little drop. There's a conveniently placed bridge for them to go on.
Right. Well, at least they didn't fall into the stench bog. Oh, here's the troll. Pay the toll. Get by the troll. He mustn't have a nose if you can't smell that.
Oh, hello.
There you go. This guy's got Napoleon syndrome. Dog. Yeah.
He's a very suitable lovely outfit. Oh, now this is where Sarah's bitching is actually an asset to him.
Mm-hmm. She's beat the shit out of every other being in this world. Why doesn't she just throw him somewhere?
Well, there's literally a bog right there you can throw him into.
Right.
Poor Ludo is just getting beat up on.
Right. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, you made sure to throw him left instead of right, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Big stick, that's it. That's it!
You just gonna stand there and watch him do this? How about you help him?
What are you gonna do? Just stand there and laugh?
He is literally a foot tall.
Oh. Oh, we've got some sort of respect deal going on here, like it's the Undertaker and Jeff Hardy.
Oh, naturally, that's where they got the idea for their matches from Labyrinth, of course.
You know, you're saying that, but knowing Hardy's mind, and that was not. Sir Ludo, he's been knighted.
Oh well, great, Sir Ludo of the Eternal Bog of Stench.
Ah, but he's not gonna let he's gonna let Ludo go through, but not her.
Right.
Well, that's fair enough, because Sarah's a bitch.
She deserves to stay behind. Yeah, she gets nothing and like it.
I mean, look at that. I mean, look at that face. Well, that is some proper resting bitch face going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the kind of high quality like exposition content people come to from on this pod. You know, we could talk about the amazing like you know cinematography and everything, but now she's got resting bitch face. Oh, now the bridge is breaking.
Oh, what a shame. No. Fall into it, please.
How's Ludo going to get across? She's managed to find the conveniently placed tree branches.
Right. Oh, just let her fall. Oh, well, thank God that rock fell in. All right.
Oh, well, somebody's been watching Indiana Jones. I'm glad for that. It's a convenient place, rock shaped hole. Man, like, look at the circles. Go on, big man. Yes. Oh, the dog's turned back up. I mean, you know.
Where'd the dog come from? When did he get here?
I don't think that's... I think his name in this world's... I think it said Ambrosius.
Oh, of course. There, so you know, we haven't seen Bowie in a long time. It's very bad.
Be back on screen, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we go.
Thank you,
Jim.
Ask and you shall receive. Hoggle. What a stupid name.
I mean, to be fair though, if Toby could talk and you know he had the choice between Sarah or David Bowie, there's no competition. You gotta go Goblin King.
Hmm. Oh, don't do that. Actually, you know what? Do that. Eat the whole damn apple. Hopefully it's like the poison apple in fucking Snow White.
They're just stealing from all the classics.
Maybe it'll kill her. Fingers crossed.
Oh, Aggle's done the old double cross on her.
Mm.
You evil bastard.
Well, after the way she treated him.
I was going to say, to be fair, because she's done it to him.
Again, this is all her fault.
And because we are in the 80s, now she's on some acid trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, naturally.
Oh, I think we might have to turn it up just a little bit, Matt, because I think we are going to have some more going on here in a sec. He does love these goblet things, though.
Mm-hmm. What the hell was in that apple? LSD?
I think so. Like I say, yeah, it's going to be, she's also about to see acid trip thing going on here. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
She is tripping balls. Good Lord.
Ah, see, he wants her as his princess.
Ah, I see. Can he just kill her?
Well, and you'd think if you are a goblin king, you'd literally have your choice of the kingdom, and he's picked her.
He should just kill her. That would be a much better ending.
Yeah. The way she's acted in this last hour, yes.
Mm-hmm. She deserves all that and then some.
Now we're at the Met Gala Ball.
Right, of course.
The weird ass song is still playing.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
I mean, this is real. This is some real trippy shit. I love that his outfit there is literally what he's worn all film, just with a mask. It is a song. I'm just a hell.
Good Lord.
You'd be like, just, you'd be telling all the rest of these people to just get out of the way, though, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
This is very ballady.
You know, gotta say, kind of creepy that he wants her to be the queen, considering she's 16.
So I said, he's got the choice of anybody, and he's chose a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be blunt about it. You know, not the most attractive of women in this film, but like we said, character-wise as well, not exactly. She's not exactly mm-hmm. got great personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't escape. It's like the Hotel California. Once you're in, you can never leave.
Of course. It's the same thing.
Oh, look at the smoldering looks.
Boy, this is a lot. Good Lord.
I mean, I don't feel I've ever said this before, but Bowie's got some killer eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be staring at you at the other side of the room. You'd be going over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Well, you'd be just wanting to know where you got that jacket from. That's enough.
Right.
I mean, not many people would be able to carry that off.
No, not at all. This scene is still going.
This feels like the opposite of like Rocky IV with the montage.
Good Lord.
It's like the montage that will never end. But now she's going to escape. But she can't.
Oh, she finally did.
Oh my God! Speaking of bad graphics, fuck me.
Yeah, that was quite something.
So now we've gone from a Kate Bush video to Stevie Nicks. Oh, meanwhile, Huggles like. Your only friend, mate. If that's what you think a friend is.
Really? Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm not just saying this to you, buddy. You could do so much better.
Have her treat you like dirt. Christ's sake.
I like the fact she's still got the apple in her hand, though.
God, that was that only after one bite? Holy shit.
Oh.
All right.
I look just like me after on a Sunday after a Saturday after a hard Saturday drinking.
We've all been there.
Oh yeah. Teddy bear.
Good lord.
Not just any old teddy bear though. Lancelot. That's what you were looking for, weren't you? Well, oh yeah, because there's a yeah, because I don't know the difference between a teddy bear and my brother.
Right, of course. What are these trash goblins?
Something like they're all some all like oh, back to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. You did this. You did this.
Yeah. And the conveniently placed family photo there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was more than a dream. She's gonna beat the shit out of that teddy bear too, just like she's done everybody else in this fucking movie.
I mean, I feel like at this stage, like if it was just a dream, that would be like the worst ending ever, because it's just like. I've invested an hour of my time into this at this stage.
Oh, it turns out it wasn't a dream.
Ah! I do like though how like now she's got the teddy bear, she really just doesn't give a shit about Toby. It's like yeah,
mm-hmm.
And all these other dolls and. Yeah. That's what she's bothered about.
I'm home, fuck my brother, everything else is fine. So didn't the parents say they'd be back at midnight? So are we assuming this is all taking place over the course of one night?
Yeah, because what did she have, 12 hours to get him back?
Right. What time did the parents leave? Did the parents leave at noon?
Who knows? It was a wild party.
Right. What's the goblin hour to human hour conversion rate? Is what I'm asking.
That's for the Google machine.
Like goblin standard time, how does that compare to like Eastern Standard Time?
Oh, now she's having an epiphany now.
It's about fucking time she did something useful. Good lord.
It's all junk. No, it's not.
Oh, the walls are crashing down.
Oh.
It was an illusion.
When the walls come tumbling down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a Bowie song. That's a Rolling Stones song.
And a Style Council song.
Hmm.
But I don't think Paul Weller ever did a film.
Hmm. And it's a John Mellencamp song, I think.
Is it?
When the walls come tumbling. I think that's Mellencamp.
Oh, now, Ludo, is he here? That's his name, Sir Didymus, that was it.
Oh, of course.
Because he's small, you see.
I see. He's got Napoleon complex.
To be fair, I've never met a short person who hasn't, to be fair.
Hey, I am a short person.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't, and I do not want to fight everybody.
Okay, only some people.
I hate everybody, but I don't want to fight everybody. There's a difference.
Yes. I like that. Let's go in here quietly while I've got this big, like, you know, 30 stone monster right next to me.
Oh no, another trap. Who could have seen this coming?
I mean, you know, as we're watching this, like, you know, Terry Jones really must have been on some good shit at this stage to come up with this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
No, you can't kill the dog.
Good lord.
What a name as well, Ambrosius. Yeah, it's a killer robot thing, but you know, due to animatronics, it can only swing from left to right. I mean, he certainly doesn't look so scary. I'll be honest. I mean, if this was like a proper, like, you know, slash film, he'd have been right on them spikes, but sadly yeah. Not.
Allegedly, this is a children's film, I've been told.
I mean, this is pretty fucked up stuff for kids.
Yeah. A little bit. Again, she's just standing there watching this whole thing happen.
Yeah.
Like a fucking supervisor. Jesus Christ. Do something. It's your fucking brother you're trying to get. Fucking do something.
Meanwhile, they've realized that maybe it's a good idea to leave the leave the robotics alone.
You're lucky Hoggle has a fucking heart and gives a shit about your brother. If I was Hoggle, I would have let the kid die. Say, go away. Go back to your stupid world in your bedroom in your Evita poster, stupid ass.
Good news, Matt, she forgives him.
Oh well, thank goodness.
And there you go. Yeah, there you go. Huggles now got some courage. There we go.
Oh, the fucking cowardly lion.
Yeah. Now let's get on the yellow brick road to the palace.
Mm-hmm. This is like The Wizard of Oz, but if Dorothy really fucking sucked. It's the same thing.
Now we're into some other weird ass village.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
This looks like a place where the short people live.
I think we figured out that goblin time is in fact different because there was a 13 on that clock.
Ah,
see that? We've done it.
Oh, I like the fact that they're constantly worried about them coming, like there's some sort of big army, but it's literally like a 60-year-old girl, a very short thing, this big monster, and another short thing that looks like Mel Brooks. We're not exactly.
Yeah. And a dog. Don't forget the dog.
Oh, no. Well, no, the dog would. The dog would kill it. Oh, here we go. The Battle of Helm's Deep, this isn't. That was the Lord of the Rings reference, Matt. I think, I know you're not exactly a fan. Meanwhile, like, Bowie's watching it from up top, like some sort of gladiatorial battle.
Well, when he's got 85 people there as part of his crew, why the hell would he fight?
That is true. I mean, the best leaders do delegate. Mm-hmm. The dog's had enough, though. He doesn't want any part of this.
Well, who can blame him?
I was going to say, I can't say as a blame him, to be honest. I mean, the thing is, right, they've turned out to get these people, like, you can't miss Ludo. you can't exactly hide.
Right. Oh. The dog's been shaking for like a half hour.
Poor thing. Then he's clearly not shaking there in that shot.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear Lord.
All these people are bad shots. They're missing her every single time. Good Lord.
Yeah, I got a feeling like if we were in charge of this, yeah, we just get everybody else mm-hmm. leave.
All right. Oh, I like this idea.
Oh.
Jesus.
Old Didymus would be quite good at the at jousting. But no, dog's had enough.
He learned how to shut the door. Good on him.
And again, who can blame him? Luger's going to get in there, isn't he? There we go. That's how you do it. Yeah, just bash him the door, even though there's quite clearly the hole there where you can see where you can just open it up.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Ludo, hold the roof! Why does a bunch of air attacks about to happen? I mean, literally, they could just go to the side of the house there and just open mm-hmm. it.
They sure could.
Uh-oh. The Squid Game kids have got him surrounded. You know, my nephew the other day, my nephew yesterday, I was with him yesterday. He was like, we were watching finding something on Netflix. He was like, Uncle Ben, will you let me watch Squid Game? I was like, no. He's like, he's not even eight. Like,
Jesus.
No, in about 10, 15 years, mate. Not quite yet.
Yeah, right.
Oh, now the scarpering. The conveniently placed Indiana Jones rock rejects are coming through.
This is also a very long scene. Boy,
well, again, they're going out of 40 to pad out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good Lord.
And I feel I need to say it again. You know, Bowie hasn't been on screen for at least 5 minutes at this stage.
It's too long.
You know, Let's have a look. We've only got 60 minutes left. I feel like we've not talked enough, Bowie, in this time, Matt. I think we might need to do, like, you know, have to subject people to another pod.
Mm. You know, we might have to do that.
Because, like, you know, I mean, we've done a lot of great puns around here, but you know, I think the sort of CGI graphics and Sarah's bitchiness sort of took over, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say unfortunately, you know. I mean, look at that. I mean, that's amazing. 25 million, you say this cost.
Yeah, really. Jesus.
We like to say everybody's such a bad shot here. How was that rolling uphill, damn it?
Yeah, really. It's not how gravity works. Again, maybe it's goblin gravity. I don't know.
You know, different system. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sid did he miss his mate out. Good news. Here he is. Pretty bad. He made it to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
That took a long time to figure out. We just need to push the door.
Sure did. It's almost 13 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, now you want to face him alone.
The puppets have been they've abandoned ship or abandoned castle, and now it's a one-on-one battle.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do this alone. Oh, that. Thank you, all of you. Now fuck off. See, look, now you've got this complex maze here. You might need some help now.
Oh, speaking of MC Escher.
I mean, this feels like some sort of Bowie video right here.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
You know. He tried this at one stage. He put this forward.
He had this idea at some point for something.
I mean, you know, we've all seen the Ashes to Ashes video. This would be relatively normal.
Mm-hmm.
Another crystal ball.
How many of those does he have?
Well, I only got a good deal from the wholesale. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. You must.
Oh, he's there. He's here. He doesn't answer to Toby anymore. It's Jarlath.
Oh, Jesus. I hate it when that happens. Oh, God, he's got goblin powers. He's sitting on the ceiling.
He's been listening to too much Lionel Richie.
That'll happen.
Well, you know. She's nearly there.
You know, for a movie that's an hour and 40 minutes long, these scenes are very long.
They really are. I've just realized, if you notice, the stairs all happen to be exactly the same length.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they've only got one set of stairs. They're having to, like, CGI a movie around. And Toby's doing that thing that all kids do when they just wander around. They're staying in the place you want them to. Oh, don't fall off there, little man.
Good Lord. Oh, now all of a sudden she cares about her brother.
Now all of a sudden she's grown a pair. Again, some more amazing graphic action going on here. And now we seem to have gone back to the set of the very first Chicken Salad recording where we watched Mortal Kombat. We're back on that set.
Of course.
Oh, Bo's changed outfits. Got some mood lighting now going on, and so yeah, we've gone from holding out for a hero into total eclipse of the heart now. We're up to a complete full body timeless set.
This is something.
It really is. I feel like her hair should be more windswept, though, in this scene. That is being remarkably. I just love the way, yeah, that, you know, the castle, like, it's perfectly normal. This is perfectly beatable.
Of course. Oh, another crystal ball.
Ah. Your dreams are in that crystal ball, my dear. He asks for so little just to, you know, yeah, just let me rule you, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, he's not asking for a lot.
I mean, that doesn't sound at all weird or creepy.
No, not at all. Heavens, no.
Just fear me, love me. I mean, I will repeat it again. He could literally have any woman he wants, and he's chose her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 13 o'clock.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Good Lord.
Ah, now the hair's become windswept. Because he's about to change.
Oh, they're back in the house again.
And we've gone back to the owl. It all makes sense now. As much as this film can make sense.
Right.
You know, I mean, how many episodes have we done now? Is this the seventh one? I mean, I'm going to say I have enjoyed every film so far. I'm like, to some degree. I mean, even Little Nicky, I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Especially for your and Logan's impression. One day, dear listener, we'll find an out-and-out bad film.
Hey, I've tried. I've tried.
I mean, I'm not going to spoil it, but next month we might well have found that film. even then, considering our audience, I don't think we have, to be honest.
Mm.
Back into her room.
He should have just kept the kid.
You reckon? Well, I think
that'll teach her.
Yeah. I will say that's a very good Goblin King figurine she's got.
Mm-hmm. A memento to remember her by. Him by.
Oh, hello.
She's grown up, you see.
Just in the mirror.
Oh, now she needs Hoggle. Well, fuck you.
I need you, Hoggle. You do? Well, fuck you, Sarah.
Oh, it's the goblin party.
That's gonna be a mess to clean up.
Mm-hmm. And thus ends the Requiem for a Dream prequel.
Yeah,
what'd you do last night, Sarah? Well, I partied with a bunch of fucking goblins. How about you?
You wouldn't believe the kind of shit I got up to.
Yeah. Took a lot of PCP and then, well.
Meanwhile, poor Toby's just like, yeah, fuck him. Meanwhile, Hedwig's happy. His work's done. He's off back off to Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm. No, he flew into the moon.
And that is the end of our movie.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
And I just realized that Bowie was Jared and we've been calling the Toby Jared the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows you how much attention we've been paying at times, Matt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. I sure do.
Well, I enjoyed that, you know, I can see you. Maybe not as good as I remember it as a kid, but
mm-hmm.
still pretty decent with just the crazy CGI going on.
Right, and never forget that Sarah sucks.
And yeah, remember everybody, Sarah really is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing? Like I say, David, you could have picked anybody in the world, mate. You know, five Bowie songs on this. Did you ever listen to the Labyrinth soundtrack, by the way?
No, I have not.
Now that is some fucked up shit, my friend.
I believe it. Well, we just watched a fucked up movie, so I imagine the soundtrack is the same.
Yes, that's a pretty good, that's a pretty damn good way of putting it. Creature Workshop teams. I always love these. This is why I had to have all the editors and everything at the beginning, Matt, because they've got all these other credits to do.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, you know, Knockers and Junk. Yeah, Junk Lady. Right, I don't think there's any crazy credit scenes going on. So
no, I don't think so either. I don't think there is.
I think we're pretty safe to wrap things up at this point. So, Matt, whilst you're here, is there anything you would like to plug or direct people to while you're on?
You can find me on the No So feed on the Extreme Three Way Dance. You can find me on YouTube Roulette over on the PTB Wrestling feed. And right here on the Pop feed, you can find me on my show, Piece of the Action. Check all that out. And you can find me on Twitter at MSUSA1991.
Excellent. Yeah, you can get me on Twitter at BenHour1981. You can catch me on the PTB Wrestling feed with the Special Relations. Highway to the Impact Zone when we come back, which will be sitting down soon in the new year, hopefully. And then as well, I will plug a new show that's on there called Pedestal, which is our good friend Sean's baby. Basically, we watch some great matches, and between the group, we decide that there's still great matches. So for the first one, we watched Stansbury's Steamboat from WrestleMania 3. Spoiler, I still really loved it. And I think the other did as well, which I wasn't expecting. That's it. That is it for us. So thank you for Matt for being here as always. My name is Ben Watts, and remember, in a world where you can be anything you want to be kind. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next month for our Christmas special. Trying hard as they could try. What could I do? My baby's mom had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew. What kind of magic spell to use? Blind and steel. Puppy dog's tails. Thunder or lightning. And baby said, spell to you.